It's October. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're standing in a cattail marsh on the west side of Coot Lake, and this marsh is sort of an example of the old adage, if you build it, they will come. Some years ago, the city of Boulder and the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District decided to raise the water level in Boulder Reservoir, which is right next door to us here. And in doing so, they drowned about 8 acres of cattail marsh, which were nesting habitat for two very critical species in Boulder County, the Northern Harrier and the American Bittern. A number of conservation groups approached the city and said, well, we need to mitigate for that. And eventually we persuaded them to recreate these marshes here on the west side of Coot Lake and another one on the west side of Boulder Reservoir. Within 2 years, those two species were nesting here. And one thing I really like to do is come out either here or to the west side of Boulder Reservoir in October, November, and just sit in the marsh at dusk. And as the harriers come into their roosts, they roost on the ground, as many as 8 or 10 birds. And they have 4-foot wingspans. And when they're out there at dusk hunting, they're looking for voles and mice, or mostly listening. They fly right over the marsh, listening for the scurrying of voles. And they're totally oblivious to people who are sitting still. So they'll come in and just skim you right over your head as they're hunting in the evening.
In spite of the drought, the marsh plants are putting on their usual October show. Soon the cattail spikes will deteriorate into a pinkish fluff, sort of like cotton candy. In late fall and winter, the ground around wetlands is often covered with these pink filaments that aid in seed dispersal. A single cattail stalk can produce more than 200,000 seeds that float for miles on the wind. This is one of the old cattails that I just happened to find in the trail. And sometimes if you squeeze them just right and then let go, this one's not doing it, they will just sort of explode, the seed head. Well, yeah, you can see that's beginning to expand a bit down at the bottom. Milkweed plants are also dispersing seeds now, and it's fun to toss a handful of the silky parachutes into the air and guess how far the breeze will carry them. They're especially beautiful if you get the sun backlighting them. Many Plains Indians ate milkweed at various stages. I've made fritters from the flowers of showy milkweed and cooked young pods like okra and thought they were delicious. However, the plants do contain a toxin that can make you sick, so it might be better to just enjoy their beauty and avoid eating them.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.